Well, good morning. Lovely to see you all this morning. Welcome to, well, I suppose it feels like this is the start of a new term, isn't it, here in September, 4th of September, everybody's back to school and back to work. So we're celebrating this morning the fact that it's good to be back. So I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, it's good to be back. Good to see you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Great, that's enough, that's enough. Doesn't take that long to say it's good to be back, and mean it. It's great to be back on a Sunday to gathering. This is, believe it or not, the first time that we've been all back together on a start of September Sunday for 3 years, I think. We've done it a bit differently over the last couple of years, but here we are, and it's great to start a new term, a new year together, a new session in this way. As we do, that means lots of things are about to start back again. So, I've got lots of announcements. So you're gonna have to listen very patiently. I haven't got any of them on the screen, but there is an announcement sheet. So, there's an announcement sheet that comes out to lots of people by email. If you want to receive that, and you don't, do let Moni in the office know. Just email info@srpc.org.uk, and she can put you on that list. And you can also get it from the website. I've printed off 40 this morning for people who don't do that kind of techie thing and still like to see it on paper and take it away and stick it on their fridge. But so we're back in being able to have paper and hand it around, but we also want to be kind of environmentally friendly too. Somebody was saying I was dressed for environmentally friendliness this morning, feeling very green. So we want to be careful. We don't want to just print off, you know, 150 sheets of paper and then have them all binned at the end of the service. So there's 40 for the first 40 people who run and get them at the back there. If you don't do email, you don't do the web, and you want a paper one, grab one of the 40 at the back there. We'll see how many go, and we can, or other people are coming to me afterwards going, I want one, I need one, Ben. And we can judge how many we do each week. But we don't want to be producing lots and lots of paper, but if that's helpful, because there's lots of things happening, it's good to be reminded of them and have a reminder there. So, with that in mind, the ARC, JCB's, Bible class, Red, on Sunday evening. They're all back from next week. We're on all-age service this morning. We're all in together, but they're all back from next week, Sunday the 11th. But we're back this evening at 7 o'clock. We've got Cafe Church, all aboard with Grace McLoone. So Grace, who's on a mercy ship in Senegal just earlier in the year, is going to tell us about something of what mercy ships do, what she was about, what was happening there, some brilliant stories of people and things that were going on there. So come here at 7, grab a coffee, sit down, and enjoy some of the stories that Grace has to tell. And there'll be other people from her work and colleagues here too. So come along tonight at 7 o'clock and enjoy that. And if I can say at the end of the service, if some people could be around and just help move chairs and gather a few in Cafe Church style and put some at the back, that would be great. If you could wait until people have got off them first, that would be brilliant. But if you can help at the end, that would be great. Looking ahead, so Wednesday evening, well, we're back to having our prayer time, and that's going to be pretty much fortnightly, but this Wednesday evening, we're going to be praying particularly for all the different things that are happening this term in and around and out of our church buildings. So we're going to come here at 7:30, but we're going to move around the buildings, and you can move around at your own pace, in your own way, and we're going to pray in the different rooms, just quietly on your own. We'll gather as a group at the beginning and at the end, but you don't have to pray out loud with other people, but you get a chance to sit in a room and think, what happens here during the week? What happens here during the month? Let's be praying about what's going on. And as we move around the church and praying for people in our community too. So come along at 7:30, a great way to start the term and the year, praying about all that's happening, 7:30 here on Wednesday. The Needlecraft Circle is back at 10 o'clock on Thursday. We had Summer Cafe alternating every other week on Friday mornings, and that's back this Friday. I think it's going to be the second and the fourth Friday of every month. It's probably going to be called Autumn Cafe now, or Friday Cafe, or whatever cafe you want to call it, but it's going to be there at 10:30, Eleanor? 10:30? 10:30 this Friday, so drop in and have a coffee then this Friday. This Saturday morning, some folks here will remember Kathleen Press, who is a member here and an elder here a number of years ago. Her family are holding a coffee morning in memory of her. They're unable to do that when she died just during COVID, but they're going to hold that this Saturday morning. So Do drop into that between 10 and 1. If you remember Kathleen and want to meet up with her family, do drop in for coffee between 10 and 1 on Saturday. Then next week, next Tuesday, Tuesday break is back, 2:15. More great stories from Nigel Hamilton and that afternoon. And then just looking ahead, we'll say more about these, but 2 weeks on Sunday in the evening, we've got a Presbytery Mission in Ireland evening. That's going to be at Malone Presbyterian. That's at the 18th of September. So that's going to be a great evening. We're going to head off there for the evening on the 18th. PW is beginning back on Tuesday, the 20th of September. That's the first one after the summer. And Amy Somerville is going to be speaking at the annual conference on the theme Deeper Together. So come along to get and find out what's happening for the rest of the year. And it says here, don't think you're too young for PW. They would just love to have you join us. So join PW on the 20th of September. And then on the 21st of September, we've got a guest speaker coming in the Wednesday evening, Elisha Gufwan, who's a Nigerian evangelist, pastor and teacher. He's just over for a few days, an old friend of mine. He'll be great to come and hear. I'll say more about that. Then at the end of the month, we've got Worship Louder on the 25th of September. So lots coming back, lots to look forward to. Life groups too, beginning back in October. So do look up the sheet, or do take one and come along to all that's happening here. One more thing is a conference coming up, and Gordon's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Thanks, Ben. Morning, everyone. On the table in the hub are two little postcards. Let me tell you about them. The darker one of the two talks about a conference that is on Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th of September. It's all about Martin Luther and his Bible. 500 years ago this month, his New Testament went on sale. It was a media sensation, a bit like the World Wide Web of its day, and it set Bible translation in all the languages of Europe in train. It's a really big thing. But the legacy of that reaches right down to today, and we're working with Biblica and Bible Society for Northern Ireland and Wycliffe Bible Translators. All conference goers will have an opportunity to be bang up to date with Bible translation. One person in five in today's world still doesn't have access to the Bible in their language. So if you're available on the Monday evening or on the Tuesday during the day to attend, you can attend in person. If not, you can sign up for listening to the recordings of the sessions, but the basic information is on the card. And then as a spin-off from that, Bible for All is a series of four Thursday nights in Union College, beginning the last Thursday of the month of September and then the next three in October. Ben is doing one of the sessions on how to read the Bible. There's one on those who need the Bible, again, from our partners, Wycliffe Bible Translators, Biblica, and Bible Society for Northern Ireland. There's a starter on how we got our Bible from Marty Cowan, my colleague, and then there's one on the telling the story of the Bible from Leslie Ann Wilson right at the end. So you've got the information on both cards on the table. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Gordon. That's great. That's great to hear about. Folks, lots happening, lots you can be aware of. But let's take our minds from being bamboozled about all that's going on and all we could join in with, and let's recognize why we're here. We're here to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to center our minds, our thoughts, and our hearts on worship. We're going to say some words together. In fact, let me invite you to stand. Let's stand, and some words will come up on the screen from Psalm 40. I'll say the ones in normal type if you say them in bold italic, and then that'll lead us into our praise. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts the Lord. Amen. Let's praise God together.
Lost, you came and rescued me. Reached down into the pit and lifted me. such love, I was as far from you as I could be. You know all the things I've ever done, but Jesus' blood has canceled every one. Oh Lord, such grace to qualify me as your own. There is a new song in my mouth, there is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God. Hallelujah. And now I stand firm on this rock. My life is hidden now with Christ in God. The old has gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Come into your family, for the Son of God has died for me. Oh Lord, such peace, I am as far from you as I could be. In the full assurance of your love, now with every confidence we come. Such joy to know that you delight in us. draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Yes, I'll worship your holy name. Yes, I'll worship your holy name.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Our Father God, we have come to worship your holy name together. The thing that we were made to do today and for all of our lives. Father, we've come together because you've loved us and called us to be your children in Jesus. We come as a family. We come to rejoice in you and one another. We come to sing. We come to pray. To listen to you, that you would shape our lives. Father, we thank you for our faith and for our church, for your love and for the hope we have. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to lift us out of the miry pit and set our feet on you, our rock. We thank you that even though we've made a mess, even though we've turned away from you, even though we keep doing things that we know don't honor you, and Lord, even as we reflect on our weeks past, we've done and said some stupid, silly things. Lord, thank you that you forgive us. Thank you, Father God, that your hope, that you look to Jesus. And we know our hope is in him, our forgiveness is in him. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are with us, and you're reminding us of the love of the Father, the hope we have in Jesus, of all the truth we know of how to live for you. We pray that this morning you would be moving among us and reminding us of the joy of gathering, and what it is to go and live for you. So Lord, be with us and lead us in our worship and our praise of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, we're all in this morning. I'm wondering if you fancy, if you come and join me at the front here. Just come and gather in at the front here for a moment. Well, for a few minutes. Come join me. Come right up here. But just stay standing for a minute because you're going to need to use your legs. Oh. So, here's the thing, I'm thinking, people are kind of back at school, and you're mostly sitting around every day, so time for a bit of exercise, okay? Okay, let's just stretch the legs out here. So what I want you to do is, I want you to spot a piece of wall around this church, anywhere, and I want you to run and go and touch it. Now, it could be at the side, it could be at the backs. I just want you to run and touch the wall, and stay there until I call you back, okay? So on your marks, get set. Actually, if you've got a broken arm, just be careful. And you must have said, go. Go to the back. Great. Great, you there? Super. Now, I want you to run back to me. All right, gathering right. You've got to touch the table. Go, go, go. Gathering, go. They're coming. Okay, we're there. Patrick, Joel, great. Are you ready? We're going to go again. One, two, three, scatter. Go. Find a wall. Oh, everybody's going for the quick bit of wall here, aren't they? Look at this. And let's gather again. Super. Scattering and gathering. Now then. You can see on this table, I don't know if people will be able to see this in a moment, but you see on this table, we've got a map. We've got a map here, okay? Got a little map. It's got St. Phil Road at the beginning. And we've got lots of little smiley people. You won't be able to see these little smiley faces on here. So just what you do is take a smiley face and just put it on the map somewhere. So you can put it, if you go to Cairns Hill, you can put it in the Cairns Hill there. If you live out here, you can choose somewhere you live. Or just put it anywhere on the map. Just stick it on the map. If you want, you want to put one on, just so they're all on. And then just grab a seat on the floor there. Got some of the Tesco there, great. Four wins, super. One more on there. So, thanks, Josh. That's great. So we've got this map here. I don't know if the cameras can pick it up. Got this map and all these people on it. Can you see all the people? He slipped off. Thanks, Stephanie. Pop them back on there. So we've got all these people on the map. We're going to hold it just there. And they're all spread out around where we live. And we've got all these people spread out. So we've got people at the Four Winds there. Who lives over at the Four Winds? Give us a few hands. Four Winds people there. No one lives. Of course they do. Who goes to Tesco's? Got people at Tesco's here. People at Tesco's. Got people at Cairns Hill School. Got people living over. People taking the bus from Cairns Hill Park and Ride here. People over in Primrose Hill. All spread around. But here's what we're going to think about today. Is that, see everybody's spread out and scattered. They all are gathering. Can you see that? Every Sunday, wherever we are, we just gather in. All towards that little red dot in the middle, which is St. Phil Road Presbyterian Church. And they go all the way in. Can we get them in? Coming up the road there. I have to say, you can't see this, but this is brilliant, actually. This is... isn't it good? It's class, isn't it? It's class. I spent yesterday making this and playing with it. It's great. And they all come in. Who's that person? They're coming. All they are. And this is what we do every Sunday. They gather in round at St. Phil Road Presbyterian Church, and we gather. And then what happens after the service? We all scatter again, don't we? So look, they go moving out. There's two people going out that way. Oh, there's a few of you going to school over here in Cairns Hill. They're all a bit stuck together. There's some people heading over. Oh, moving out this way. Oh, I'm heading out this way. Stop using the mic. There we go. And they spread out. And then it comes to next Sunday, and we all gather in again. Listen, I could play with this all day. But you get the point, don't you? We all gather in, and then we all scatter out. God calls us all in to gather together in our families and from our households and everything. And then every week, at the end of the service, we all scatter, and we find ourselves in our different places on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday. We're going to think about that a little bit more, but before we do, Alison's going to come and read to us from the Bible a few verses that help us think a bit about what we do when we gather and when we scatter. So we're going to sit here, and Alison's going to come and read to us from 1
The reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, followed by verses 9 to 12. Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. Verse 9. Now about brotherly love, "We do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Amen."
Alison, thank you. Well, do you know what? I wonder if you heard that little phrase that came up a couple of times in the passage, "more and more." And what Paul, as he's writing that, is really keen on us thinking about is the things as we gather and as we scatter, as we come together and as we go our different ways, we do more and more. Now, Alison read from the Bibles we have in our pews, but I just want to read for a moment from a slightly different version of the Bible. There's a man called Eugene Peterson, and he wrote what he might understand Paul might be saying if he was using some of our everyday language today. So I'm going to read this and have a listen to some of these phrases. It helps us to understand it a bit. It goes like this. One final word, friends. One thing to say. "We ask you, we urge you," is more like it, "that you keep on doing what we've told you to please God, not in a dogged religious plod, but in a living, spirited dance." Anybody dance? Erin, I saw you dancing earlier. He goes on like this. "You know the guidelines we laid out from the Master Jesus. Regarding life together, gathering, and getting along with each other, you don't need me to tell you what to do. You're God taught in these matters. Just love one another. You're already good at it. Your friends all over Macedonia are the evidence. Keep it up. Get better and better at it. Stay calm. Mind your own business. Do your own job. You've heard all this from us before, but a reminder never hurts. We want you to live in a way that will command the respect of outsiders, not lying around sponging off your friends." Let's just gather in for a moment and think about the idea of gathering first. So we're going to think about gathering, and then we're going to think about scattering. Do you remember those days? Do you remember those days when we couldn't gather together here? Do you remember those days when we all sat around at home watching on the TV? Isn't it good that we can be back together on Sundays? It's great, isn't it? It's great to see one another, to get up close, to be able to poke one another when we're sitting around here. It's good, isn't it? It's good. Paul talks about how good and important it is to learn more and more about following Jesus and living with him. That line in the message said, it's not about a religious plod, but about living a spirited dance. Now, I'm not sure you come to church for dancing lessons. If you do, I'm not the man to give them to you. But it is about how every time we come to church, it's Jesus teaching us how to live with his spirit, how to be alive with him, giving us hope and faith for each day. So it's not like, oh, a religious plot, I have to go to church. But how do we live for Jesus every week? So we're really thankful, aren't we, for the people who helped over Summer Arc and kept that going over the summer. But we're really thankful, too, for all the people who, coming back from next week, are going to be doing ARC and JCBs and Bible class and RED and creche and all the life group leaders and all the people who help teach us about Jesus as we gather each and every week. And lots of other people who make that happen, too. For the techies at the back there, for the musicians who help us praise, for the people who clean the buildings. It's good, isn't it? It's a nice, clean building to have. People who set out the chairs, people who steward and welcome, people who make the coffee afterwards. We're so thankful for all the people who help us to gather. But we also gather to love and encourage one another. We could all sit at home and learn about Jesus on our TVs, but we gather because we can love and encourage one another when we come together. We can sing all together. It's great to hear everybody singing together. Paul says, I know you know it's important to love one another like God taught, but I want you to do it more and more and be better and better at it. I want you to grow together in life with Jesus. So when we come together, it's not just to learn about Jesus, it's our commitment, our encouragement for one another that we're here doing it together. So it's good to be back after the holidays and after a pandemic. And let me encourage you, as this term begins, to think about how we do this more and more. So come on Sunday mornings. from the youngest to the oldest. Don't do it out of a religious plod, but maybe thinking this might be something of a living, spirited dance. This might be something of how we learn to follow Jesus together every week. Let me encourage you, as far as you're able and those who are watching, come and join us. We're going to continue to have this online, so if you can't come and you're not able to, it's still always going to be online. But as far as you're able, come and join us. Encourage one another. Let's learn together. And let me say too, I'm going to say this to some of the adults as well, come and pray. One of the things that's so important to do, and we need to be better and better at, is praying together. So I said earlier, our prayer meeting is on Wednesday. This Wednesday at 7:30. We're going to be holding it pretty much every fortnight. Paul says in that line from Eugene Peterson, "You've heard all this from us before, but a reminder never hurts." Let this be a reminder. Our prayer meeting is on Wednesday. A great opportunity at the start of this term to be praying about all the things we're doing as a church around the buildings in a really easy, straightforward way, but a way that we can do together, and that's so powerful. So come on Wednesday evening. Well, we've thought a bit about gathering and how good and important that is, and we're going to sing about that because we're going to stand and sing We Are the Church. But before we do that, I'm going to scatter you back to your parents for a moment. And we're going to sing We Are the Church. Great. So we've thought about being God's family and gathering together in God's family and how good that is. It's good to be back on Sundays, isn't it? It's good to be back on Mondays too, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, sort of. Who loves Mondays? Two people. Great girl. I'm coming over to you in a minute. Work and school and daily lives, back to it all again. But the thing is, just as God calls us to gather, he actually calls us to scatter. Just as he draws us in to worship his family, he is the one who sends us out to all those different places we are on Monday mornings and through the rest of the week. So on Sundays, Saintville Road is here, isn't it? But on Monday mornings, Saintville Road Church is actually in classrooms and in staff rooms and in building sites and in offices and in shops and in hospital wards and in living rooms, and it's out walking the dog too. Living for Jesus, life together with Jesus, is not just about our gathering, but about how we live where God has placed us. I was just remembering that 3 years ago, actually 3 years ago this weekend, produced this map. I don't know if you remember this. And lots of people helpfully came and pinned where they lived on the map around this area and outside. And there's two questions that go with the map and where we all live. And the first one is, where do we live? Think about where we live, where we are on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where we live, where we work, where we spend our time. And the second one, even more important, how do we live for Jesus there? How do we live for Jesus there? We sometimes hear, don't we, people talk in church about this time tomorrow, and we're going to do a bit more of that as the term and the year goes on. But I thought we'd hear from just a few different people scattered among us this morning simply what Monday holds for them. Because Monday may hold different things for you, so I'm going to ask a few different people just what's going on their Monday. I've primed a few people, so just if you're sitting there worrying, going, is he going to ask me? Well, if I've asked you, I am going to ask you. And if I haven't, you could be all right. So we're actually going to start off with Abigail over here. Abigail, come here. Abigail, you love Mondays. Yes. Stick your hand up. So Abigail, tell me, what does Monday hold for you? What are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be going to school tomorrow, and after school I go swimming.
So you got school. Oh, I don't need this. You got school and swimming. What time do you get up for school? About 7:30, have your breakfast, get dressed. What will you be doing at school tomorrow, do you know?
I don't know.
It's just, it could be doing a bit of English, bit of maths, bit of playing. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. King.
So tomorrow, Mrs. King at school, and then bit of swimming afterwards?
Yeah.
Anything else? Home, bit of tea?
Reading.
Bit of tea, bit of reading?
Yeah.
Abigail, that sounds a good Monday. I quite like your Monday. Right, Ethan, I was going to come to you, because I primed you, because Ethan, what does Monday hold for you?
School.
So you've got school as well. Where's that going to be?
Methody.
Okay, we'll see if that's controversial or not. And what you'll be doing at Methody tomorrow, do you know?
Not really. I think I have PE in the morning.
PE in the morning. Timetable's quite new as well, isn't it? So first in this and new time. Anything else on Monday?
Football after.
Bit of football training afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so good standard Monday school, bit unknown, bit of football training. Who else got? Hannah, where's Hannah? Hannah, I saw you over there, great. It's like Annika Rice. That's a cultural reference, too old for most people. There we are, Hannah. So, Hannah, tomorrow you're just going to be here, aren't you?
Yeah,
not going to be, well, but Hannah, I'm thinking in a couple of weeks' time you're going to be back at university. So what does Monday hold for you there?
I'll probably be in placement, so I'll just follow physios around for like the day and try and see I know what I'm doing and kind of learn some things from them. And then after I come back from that, I'll go to hockey. And then on a Monday after hockey, me and Dad always have a little FaceTime call at 9:00. So that's what our Mondays look like.
Brilliant. So kind of you're on placement with physios, learning about physiotherapy. You're great. And then you've got hockey, bit of FaceTime with Dad as well. Super. So that's back to kind of university routine on a Monday. Hannah, while I've got you here as well, I was gathering the other day, you're heading back to be president of Christians in Sport. Is that involved? Just tell us a little bit about that, what that involves.
So when I go back, I'm going to be leading the university group for Christians in Sport. So that basically just looks like there's a couple of us leading it, and we meet on Wednesday mornings at like 7:30 in the morning, which is so early. I'm not used to that. So it's just like different sports people from the uni. If you're part of a club, you come and meet. We join together and just like look at how we can tell people in our sports teams about Jesus, and how we can like, we spend so much time like at training or on Wednesdays playing matches and then going to the socials, or on Saturdays, we just spend so much time together. So it's such an important place to be able to like tell people about our faith and stuff like that. So we meet on Wednesday mornings and try and equip ourselves to be able to go out into the world of sport and tell people about Jesus. So that's really cool.
Hannah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. We'll be praying for you about that. And that ties in really well, doesn't it? So living for Jesus on the pitch, in and around the pitch as well, too. And we've heard it was swimming and football and hockey. Really big, important place to be thinking about how we live for Jesus. Hannah, thank you. Right, I'm heading up here because it never gets in front of the camera. So Chris Thompson is up here. You'll not be able to see him, but you can turn around and have a little look. Sorry if you're watching online, this isn't great, but if you're listening on the radio. Chris, what does Monday look like for you?
To be honest, I don't know yet. Head to the office, probably get coffee first because that's a priority. Probably have a couple hundred emails over the course of the weekend that I need to have caught up on.
Lots of emails, coffee, lots of emails.
Yeah. We usually then have like a team sort of, so my team's based, but half of them are based in Belfast, and then the rest are split between India and Canada and New York. So we'll probably have a catch up. So
meaning some people in person, some people online.
Yeah.
So a lot of screen work.
A lot of screen work, yeah.
What time's work end?
Five-ish.
Time for a bit of tea.
Yeah, usually, I don't know. I never have any plans like for Monday evening, so.
So it could be open. Could see people, may just be at home.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Chris, thanks for your Monday. Now, who else was going? Right now. So just a couple more people, I thought. Just tell us about their different Mondays. Julie Groves. Julie, tell us, what does a Monday hold?
I just get everybody up and out for school. Lunch is made. And Olivia and I walk to school with the dog, Coda, which is lovely. And then
go back to bed straight after that, I'd imagine. It's a day's work, I'd imagine.
I'm working from home, so back home. And I'm working. I'll just be in the wee study, working away.
So you'll be in the study, working from home throughout the day.
I'll finish that at about 2:30 and then get Olivia. And we have piano for the three kids in the afternoon, so just a lot of running.
A lot of running around and delivering people and making sure it all happens in amongst your work.
That's it.
Julie, good for you. Who else do they have? Where's Fred? I'm walking right past him. My friend Geraldine here. Fred and Geraldine. Geraldine and Fred, you can choose.
There you go.
Fred's clearly choosing Geraldine. What's the Monday hold?
Tomorrow morning I'm playing golf.
Playing golf, great.
With friends.
Very good. So offer golf with friends in the morning. Yes. Anything else planned?
And wash up.
Wash up. Bit of washing up, bit of golf.
Bit of ironing, bit of washing.
Yep. Some standard routine Monday things. What else? Fred, anything to add to that?
Not really. This is, we're the personification of chalk and cheese. I'm an armchair sports person, either cycling or rallying. I suppose tomorrow... one of our daughters is just back from holiday in Lanzarote, so I may well hear from her tomorrow about how it went. Don't ring the house at 8:00 in the evening on a Monday, because that's only Connect must-see television.
So bit of television, bit of Christians in armchair sport, and catching up with family as well. One more person I primed here. Sorry, I'm coming along. Kathleen, tell us what a Monday holds for you. What's a Monday going to hold for you?
Very exciting. I get up in the morning and my carer chats to me, and I like to chat to people as well. After that, I might go a little walk down to the front gate and back again. After that, I get in touch with my friends. We either make appointments for coffee, and that's about it. And I read the paper, which is what Heather would call my daily fix.
Your daily fix.
Yes, that's...
Kathleen, thank you. So, a bit of catching up with friends on the phone, maybe somebody calling, waiting for somebody to call. Thank you, channeling some carers. You see, I don't know what your Monday looks like or your other days look like. It's good to hear about other people's, isn't it? And think about what goes on, some busy lives, some not so busy lives, some routine, some different things happening. But all of them providing opportunities to think, okay, how do I live? How do I live for Jesus here? How do I spend the time I've got living for Jesus? He's put me in this place. He's scattered me here. How do I live for him here? You may be back to Mondays after a break of not doing Mondays like you did them. Your Mondays may be looking new. They may be newly retired Mondays or different place Mondays. Or you may be just continuing the same routine Monday. But Paul says God has put us, each of us, in that place to contribute in lots of different ways. And that could be in our commitment to learning. It could be in our teaching or our selling something or our healing someone or our caring for someone or our befriending someone or our phoning someone or our playing with someone or our praying for someone. That each of our lives has a purpose and contribution for God's kingdom, whatever they look like. And Paul says, actually, here's the purpose of our lives is to win the respect of outsiders. That is to be good witnesses for God through our character, the words we speak, the time we use, the listening we give, the goodness we show. So how are we in the classroom or in the playground or in the staff room or in the open plan office or in the local shop or on the golf course or on the phone or in the care home? It's good to be back to whatever Mondays and the rest of the week holds because that's where God has put us. You perhaps remember we heard earlier in the summer from Paul Woolley, who works for LICC. That's a Christian organization that has some great resources to help us think about this. And some of those we might use actually in the new year. But they have one book. I wonder if you know or like the title. Thank God It's Monday. I wonder if that's what you feel. A day having gathered with Jesus people on a Sunday, we scatter to live for Jesus. So there we are. We scatter. And more we learn about how to live for Jesus and encourage and love one another. And we scatter and we go and we live for Jesus, contributing in the ways in which he's given us and the places he's put us. May that be what our term reflects. We're going to stand and sing about what we do when we scatter, and that's shine from the inside out. And then Dave's going to lead us in prayer.
Inside out, and the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, and the world will see you live in me. Know me and to love me, you fill me to send me to shine from the inside out, and the world will see. Love me, fill me, send me. Shine from the inside out, and the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, and the world will see you live in me.
Let's pray together.
Heavenly Father, as we meet to worship together today, may we know the blessings of your favor, grace, and peace. As we gather, we pray that we are renewed, revived, refocused, and refreshed to scatter to where you have placed us, to be salt and light, drawing others close to your Son, Jesus. We pray for people around the world who know you and are trying to tell more people about the Bible and about Jesus. We thank you for the beginning of a new school year and all the structure and rhythm that it brings to our lives. We give thanks for our education system and for the safe haven school can provide for the vulnerable. However, we also remember any family struggling with costs of school uniforms, school supplies, or trips and other events. We pray for the staff in schools, colleges, and universities who take on such an important role, educating children, young people, and adults, as well as looking after their physical and mental health. Lord, we remember those in need around the world, either because of drought or war or famine. And Heavenly Father, we pray that those in power would make decisions for the good of all people in need. We also pray for charities and aid agencies in different countries doing their best to make a positive difference. Lord, we pray for refugees around the world. We pray for their safety, and we pray that they are welcomed and supported as they travel and hopefully settle somewhere secure. We pray that they might find Christian fellowship and support through local churches and organizations like Christian unions. And we also give thanks for those who volunteer to welcome overseas students and hopefully share the love of Jesus with them. We pray for people who are ill or suffering, Lord. And we also remember families who have either recently lost a loved one or families who are aware of a significant date that will remind them of an unhappy time in their lives. We pray that you would comfort their hearts and minds, Lord. And finally, God, in a moment of silence, we remember those close to us who need your presence in their lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dave, thank you. We're going to stand to sing one more song. Hear the call of the kingdom. Lift your eyes to the King. Let's stand and sing together.
Christ to redeem all who trust in his unfailing.
So when we come to the end of the service, we're right to say about our benediction that it's not so much an ending as a sending, as God sends us off to scatter, having gathered to worship together. We might say that church is not over, it's just that church has left the building. So maybe we say the words of the grace to one another to send each other out to live and serve God. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. And don't forget to move some chairs at the end as well. That'd be great. Thanks.